I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World.
Everyone knows the glorious story of the child born in a faraway manger. Well, this isn't that story.
Nope. This is the story about that movie. Monty Python's Life of Brian was released 30 years ago, but not in some cities, among them Glasgow. The wise men in the Scottish city considered the film blasphemous, what with its story about a Jewish man who was mistaken for the Messiah. But the prayers of Monty Python fans have now been answered. Councillors in Glasgow have ended the ban. Liz Cameron sits on the council and on the board of the local independent movie house. She's been wanting to show the film since the movie came out back in 1979.
I was a young woman in the city at the time, and I remember being pretty well upset, not simply because I wanted to see The Life of Brian, as I'm a great fan of Monty Python, but also because our city is a great city and it's a very cultured city, and it's actually made its way in post-industrial times as being a cultural tourist centre, and I couldn't understand why we would damage our reputation in this way. However, that was the case. And in fact, no one has asked for that ban to be lifted until this year.
Liz, what does it matter if The Life of Brian has been banned or not, or if the ban is lifted, especially since it's shown on TV and DVD?
I think there's a lot to be gained from sitting in a cinema and watching a fabulous movie. I think particularly a fabulously funny movie. It's the ambience and the atmosphere that's created by that is actually different from, yes, the great buzz you get when you put on your DVD and when you put on your telly. That's great, and I'm a great movie watcher on telly as well, but there's nothing like watching a movie in the cinema, and that's why we in the city, both on the council and myself as chair of the film theatre, are so wedded to the idea of cinema being important. Sitting with everybody being matey and everybody loving the movie is just quite spectacular. It's like listening to an orchestral concert in an audience rather than just at home.
Excellent. Liz, what's your favourite line from the film?
I think it's got to be, he's not the Messiah, he's just a very naughty boy. But I do love always look on the bright side of life, because when you're in public life here, in every town, I think in every country in the world these days, in the middle of a recession, it's sometimes difficult to think of something that makes you laugh and makes you sing. Well, always look on the bright side of life is fantastic, and I'll stick with that one.
Okay, Liz Cameron, councillor in Glasgow and also chair of the Glasgow Film Theatre, talking about the ban that has been lifted in Glasgow on the 1979 film Life of Brian, which is going to be showing at your theatre in September. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Cheer up, Brian. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.